It's time for news from Effingham's most trusted source, 97.9 XFM and KJ Country 102.3.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Sapp. 54 degrees in Effingham. That's the low for the morning. We have a lot going on weather-wise today. There is a wind advisory that will take effect at 1 o'clock today, and they have extended the length of that now till 4 o'clock Saturday afternoon. Winds from the south at 25 to 35 miles an hour, but gusts up to 55 miles per hour expected. And that, again, extended now from 1 p.m. today to 4 p.m. Saturday. In addition to that wind advisory, possibility of strong to severe storms tonight. National Weather Service has released a statement indicating that there are possible storms that could include tornadoes, hail, and the high winds. The latest information is that the area is a moderate risk, a level 4 out of 5. That's over all of central and southeastern Illinois this evening. A line of severe storms is expected to race across the area this evening. The primary threat is damaging winds, potentially in excess of 80 miles per hour, though significant hail, 2 inches and plus, and a few tornadoes are possible. Severe risk will slowly decline closer to the Illinois-Indiana border. Outside the storms, strong winds are expected today into tomorrow, and we talked about the intensity of those winds already. So, suffice to say, plenty going on. There is another conference call put together by the Weather Service set for 2 o'clock today, so we'll see if we can sit in on that and get you the latest and up-to-datest regarding this system. Again, right now, 54 degrees in Effingham. A Fayette County teenager has pleaded guilty in the shooting death of a 14-year-old boy in St. Peter. 18-year-old Caden Phillips Thursday pleaded guilty to a count of felony class one, of aggravated discharge of a firearm, and to a class three felony count of involuntary manslaughter. Phillips was originally charged with first-degree murder. That shooting occurred the night of January 20, 2024, when the 14-year-old suffered a fatal gunshot wound to the chest at a residence in St. Peter. Phillips fled the scene but was later apprehended. Phillips was sentenced to 12 years in prison on the aggravated discharge of a firearm charge and to 5 years in prison on the involuntary manslaughter count. The charges will run concurrently. Phillips will serve 85% of the longer sentence and 50% of the shorter sentence. Phillips will be placed on 1 year mandatory supervised release once out of prison. Members of the Effingham County Board's Tax and Finance Committee Thursday discussed the potential impact of federal budget cuts on the county's emergency management services. Former County Board Chairman Jim Neiman is serving EMA under a federal grant. County EMA Emergency Manager Pamela Jacobs' pay is also partially funded by federal dollars. The consensus of board members Thursday was that the salaries of Neiman and Jacobs are in the fiscal year budget, so they will be paid. However, if the federal funds stop, the county could be on the hook for almost $38,000. Also, Committee Chairman Norbert Saltwheatel asked County Treasurer Deb Ruhall as to how the county's doing as far as property tax revenue. At this point in the fiscal year last year, the county was behind, but it caught up and was able to receive the amount of money they had anticipated. Ruhall says this year, the county as of February is $80,000 behind, so the federal cuts and slowing revenues will need to be monitored. Cumberland County Board members approved an agreement with Charleston Engineering. The engineering agreement is for work on the Hazeldale Road, which is to be upgraded. The board renewed its agreement with the Office of the State's Attorney's Appellate Prosecutor. The office assists in criminal cases where appeals or conflicts occur. Board members approved liquor licenses for the Roadhouse and for Lakeside Timbers RV campgrounds and reappointed Randy Paul as a trustee for the Greenup Fire Protection District. Regional Office of Education, Aspire Alternative High School, has announced that Stephen Shake has been recognized with the Illinois Coalition for Educating for At-Risk Youth Outstanding Student Award for what they termed his perseverance in overcoming obstacles to achieve his education. According to the information, Stephen's journey to graduation was marked by resilience and determination. Despite facing personal challenges, he remained committed to his studies, ultimately earning his diploma from Aspire Alternative High School. His success story doesn't end there, they say. Stephen's now attending college, while also working locally, demonstrating what they say his continued dedication to personal and professional growth. Lakeland College recently honored agriculture students at the annual Ag Banquet. During the event, Dave Geyer of Robinson received the Agriculture Division's honored alumnus. Several students also received awards, and the Phil Rinker Memorial Award went to Walker Housley of Dayton, Tennessee. Additionally, Haley Wells of Mattoon was named the top hog evaluator. For the Ag Business Program, Jolene Daters of Sigel received the High GPA Award. Alex Kaufman of Neoga was named Ag Power Outstanding Student and also received the Ag Power High GPA Award. Connor Flock of Montrose got the High GPA for the Ag Production Awards. Nia Fuller of Trilla was named Horticulture Outstanding Student, and Brock Goonan of Mattoon was named Horticulture High GPA. So a lot of recipients from our area. Isla Richter of Lerna was among those who received the Ag Transfer High GPA Award. By the way, the overall Outstanding Student Award went to Sydney Sanders. So, Ag Awards presented by Lakeland College. High school athletes could soon be allowed to compete on both school-sponsored and non-school teams at the same time. Capital News Illinois reports legislation is advancing at the State House that would override existing rules of the IHSA. Those rules say students generally are not eligible to play on their school team if they also play the same sport for an outside team, such as those sponsored by private clubs. Supporters of the bill say that results in many student athletes being overlooked by college recruiters. Others say the existing rules protect students' health and safety. Bill passed out of House committee Wednesday, now goes to the full House for consideration. So a lot of club sport athletes, I'm sure, are intrigued by that. Governor Pritzker's lashing out at the Trump administration over its recent mass layoff of employees at the U.S. Department of Education. Speaking to a gathering of teachers' union officials in suburban Chicago Thursday, Pritzker referred to members of the administration as, quote, bootlickers. The Federal Education Agency announced this week it had laid off about 1,300 employees nationwide as part of a reduction in force to eliminate about half the agency's manpower. Pritzker warned of dire consequences if Trump follows through on his longstanding promise to eliminate the Department of Education. Meanwhile, Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul announced Thursday he's joined 19 other state attorneys general in a federal lawsuit seeking to block Trump from dismantling the agency. Let's go ahead and take a break. We'll look at deaths and your forecast for the weekend in 2 minutes.
Do you toss and turn all night long? Are you achy and tired every morning? Then it's time to get a new mattress from WS Broom. During Broom's mattress clearance sale, you can get a great mattress at even better price. Save on gel foam, pocketed coil, and hybrid sets. Save on plush, firm, and two-sided sets. Spare bedroom and kids' mattresses are on sale too. And Broom's has adjustable bases and luxury pillows for even more custom comfort. Hurry to WS Broom in downtown Effingham and sleep great tonight.
You're busy. We get it. You need to be able to bank from anywhere, anytime. And you can with LLCU Digital Banking. It's like having an LLCU teller, loan officer, or a financial counselor at your fingertips. Make mobile deposits, check balances, pay bills, pay friends, check your credit score, apply for a loan, even make a budget, all from your desktop or mobile device. We know you're busy, so take us with you. Visit llcu.org for details. Land of Lincoln Credit Union. Bank on learning more. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Hello, Jake from Northside Ford. Our inventory is always changing. We buy 15 to 20 pre-owned vehicles a week from Ford and Lincoln factory sales and trade for another 15 to 20 vehicles. This means there's always something different to look at. We stock all makes and models in every price range. So please stop and see our huge selection, whether you're shopping for a different vehicle or using our wonderful service department. All of us at Northside Ford thank you for your continued patronage.
Red or green? The question that draws a line in the sand for the farming community.
Regardless of which side you're on, Effingham County Farm Bureau members can enjoy a discount with John Deere and Case IH. Members can save up to $500 off select Case IH equipment. John Deere offers Farm Bureau members a free Platinum One membership. Not a Farm Bureau member? Give us a call at 342-2103 or visit Illinois Farm Bureau online and join today.
A look at deaths on this Friday. And thanks for listening. On to deaths on this Friday. Gregory D. Hobby, 77, of Effingham, died on March 11th. He was a lifelong resident of Effingham. Funeral services for Gregory Hobby will be Monday morning at 11 o'clock at Johnson Funeral Home in Effingham. There will be an hour's visitation from 10 to 11 on Monday morning. Carl Hugo Buescher, 90, of Effingham, died on Wednesday morning. Funeral services for Carl Buescher will be Tuesday morning at 10 o'clock at St. Anthony of Padua Catholic Church in Effingham. Again, 10 o'clock Tuesday morning. Visitation for Carl Buescher will be from 5 to 7 Monday evening at Johnson Funeral Home in Effingham. Graveside services for 87-year-old Barbara Jane of Dade City, Florida, formerly of Newton, will be today. That'll be this morning at 11 o'clock at Mount Calvary Cemetery in Newton. Funeral services for Nancy Palm, 77, of Watson, will be Saturday at 10 o'clock at Johnson Funeral Home in Effingham. Visitation for Nancy Palm from 4 to 7 tonight. A celebration of life for LaVerle and Margie Langford of Effingham will be Saturday at Bauer Funeral Home in Effingham, with visitation from 10 to 11 a.m. and the funeral to follow. Again, LaVerle and Margie, the mom and dad of our Angela James. Memorial services for 46-year-old Lonnie Harrington of Fairfield will be today. That'll be at 2 o'clock at McGriff Funeral Home, Louisville. Visitation for Lonnie Harrington from noon to 2 today. And again, we'll mention the passing of Joyce Ann Sipple Fergus, 83, of Sanford, Florida, but a longtime resident of Effingham. She died in January. There will be a memorial service for Joyce Fergus this Sunday, and that will be at 1 o'clock our time at First United Methodist Church in Sanford, Florida. Turning our attention to our forecast, we are embarking on a day full of fun as far as weather. Today, we're looking for mostly cloudy skies, becoming sunny, a high today of 79 and breezy. Winds from the south-southeast, 10 to 20 miles an hour. They're going to pick up to 20 to 30 miles an hour this afternoon and could gust to 40 miles an hour. Tonight, then, showers and thunderstorms through 3 a.m. Some of those storms tonight could be severe. A low tonight of 57, winds from the south at 20 to 30, gusts over 45 miles an hour, and a quarter to a half an inch of rain. Now, we've told you about the strong storms that are going to rumble through the area. Those could include hail. They could include tornadoes. So we'll do our best to keep you up to date. Saturday, a chance of showers between 1 and 4 p.m., then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 4 p.m., but the precip chance Saturday is just 30%. Partly sunny, high of 70, wind gusts to 40. Then Saturday night, a chance of showers and gusts of wind up to 20 miles an hour, but a low Saturday night of 36, so get ready for that. The precip chance Saturday night, just 30%, and partly sunny and 46 on Sunday, so we'll do our best to keep you up to date through all this interesting weather. Currently in Effingham, we're at a morning low of 54 degrees. Well, back to 55, they tell me. Well, back to 55, off a morning low of 54, and yesterday's high of 78. Again, a wind advisory will kick in at 1 o'clock today till 4 p.m. Saturday. That's our check on news. I'm Greg Sapp.